AI News by Conjero.
HiDutch says it's crossed $100 million in annual recurring revenue, and that's not just a neat SaaS milestone. The timing matters, because much of that growth came after it launched an AI agent platform for marketers.
Right, and the company says ARR grew by $70 million in just 20 months after that launch. That suggests this isn't just a small feature add-on. Buyers may be responding to a real shift in how marketing teams want to use data.
The shift is pretty clear. Traditional data activation tools move customer data into destinations. This newer approach is about software that can actually decide what to do with that data across campaigns.
And that changes the operating model. Instead of marketers managing every step by hand, the system can help orchestrate targeting, timing, and channel-specific execution. So it's not just piping data around anymore.
That's a big deal if it reduces the friction that slows marketing teams down, like brittle integrations, slow iteration, and all the manual work needed to turn warehouse data into live campaigns.
Exactly. If the loop from data to action gets faster, it's easier for a vendor to expand inside existing accounts and sell to adjacent teams that want automation without building their own orchestration layer.
What stands out is how the AI layer is being used. It's not just a product add-on. It looks like a positioning wedge in a crowded market where everyone says they unify data and activation.
And for enterprises, that story can be compelling. It promises speed and scale while still fitting into warehouse-centric architectures they already trust.
But there are real constraints too. This only works if the underlying data is reliable, the integrations are deep enough, and the governance controls are strong enough for enterprise teams.
In marketing, that means consent logic, identity resolution, segmentation accuracy, and auditability aren't side issues. They're core to the product. So the technical bar is high.
That's why the big question is whether this is durable category formation or just a strong early rollout. Adoption has to hold across different brands, verticals, and levels of data maturity.
Still, the revenue jump is a strong signal. It suggests buyers will pay for AI when it's tied to a concrete workflow and measurable activation, not just sold as a generic assistant.
And that may be the bigger takeaway here. The market may be moving toward AI tools judged less by novelty and more by whether they can shorten the path from data to action.
If that's where things are headed, then the winning system won't just be the smartest model. It'll be the one that's operationally trustworthy, integrates deeply, and passes enterprise scrutiny on privacy and control.
AI News by Conjero.